WMFO Medford, that was Sheryl Crow with a summer classic, Soak Up the Sun, from her 2002 album, Come On, Come On. Before that, we heard Martha and the Muffins, a classic, classic little indie song. Came out of New York in the early 1980s, Echo Beach from the album Far Away in Time. Before that, all the way back to 1982, Blotto, I Want to Be a Lifeguard. Dr. Demento favorite from back in the day. DJ favorite from back in the early 1980s. Squeeze, Pulling Muscles from a Shell. The Ramones gave us Rockaway Beach. We're just hitting all the New York beaches in this set. Lindsey Buckingham, I Don't Care What Japanese Car Manufacturers Try and Tell You at Christmas Time. Holiday Road is not a Christmas song. Holiday Road is not a Christmas song. It is, in fact, from National Lampoon's Vacation. And it is the British version of holiday, which means vacation. And we open that up with Connie Francis taking us on V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N, which is hopefully where a lot of you are going to be going over the next few weeks. It is WMFO Medford. If you're looking for something interesting to do locally that is beach-oriented, maybe get away from the worst of this heat and humidity, which is going to be hanging around with us for a while. Some good news down at Nantasket Beach. That's in Hull, former site of Paragon Park. A local couple bought the arcade block where Paragon Park used to be, in front of the old roller coaster, next door to the carousel and the ice cream place. And what they've done is they have renovated the arcade. They have reopened the miniature golf course. But the best part of it, if you are an old school amusement fan, is that they have found the old owner of the Fascination Parlor, and the Fascination Parlor is open again. This Fascination game that is down at Nantasket Beach, at the new Paragon Arcade, is 100 years old this year. That Fascination game first opened in 1918 at Coney Island in New York. It is the oldest Fascination game still operating in the United States of America. It is the only cash Fascination game operating in the United States of America. You must be 21 or older if you want to play Fascination, because there is cash involved. You pay cash to get in. You pay cash if you win. So what is Fascination? Well, if you've been to Hampton Beach and you have played any of those games where you roll the ball and you try and get a poker hand, those are old Fascination tables. And it's basically a little bit like bingo crossed with a game of skill. You roll a ball up a ramp and there are 25 holes in the top of it, and you are trying to either light up every time you get it through one of those ball through one of those holes, a light goes up, and you're either trying to get a light across, or you're trying to get a light diagonally, or you're trying to get everything lit up. It all depends on who's operating the game. The games change as the night goes on. This is a rare opportunity to experience a game that existed 100 years ago that is still in working order. They have to put in a lot of effort to keep this thing alive because it's all analog equipment. It's old telephone relays that actually make the game work. And it is open Friday and Saturday nights down at Nantasket Beach. It was closed for a couple of years. But as I said, there is a new owner for the arcade down there. And they've renovated the arcade. They've modernized that. And the Fascination game has reopened. And it is open on Friday and Saturday nights. And I forget how much it costs to play. It's not free. Costs a couple of bucks to get into a game. And games go fast. So you got to be careful. You can spend a lot of money on this thing if you're not careful. But it's a heck of a lot of fun. And it's a great opportunity to experience something that was popular seaside entertainment 100 years ago. And it is the only Fascination Parlor still left in the Northeast. So if you've got some time, head on down to Nantasket Beach. It's just about 20-30 minutes south of Boston as the traffic moves. Not as the crow flies, but as the traffic moves, if the traffic moves. But it's only about 20-30 minutes south of Boston. You can play miniature golf while you're down there. You can ride the original carousel from Paragon Park, play some arcade games, enjoy a day at the beach. It's not a bad place to go spend a few hours. So that is the Nantasket Beach Fascination, reopened Friday and Saturday nights. Check it out. It is WMFO Medford. It is here at WOW, playing six decades worth of great summertime hits. And we will be back with more of those right after this.
Okay, gang. So chances are there'll never be an emergency ever, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So who's going to do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So, who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford, this is a special Midsummer's edition of Here at WOW. Six decades of great summertime music and no more long breaks. There's just going to be one more break before the end of the hour. So we got lots of good summer music coming your way. One more thing you may want to check out if you're looking to enjoy your summer. Old Orchard Beach up there in Maine. They're right on the coast. It is a great place to go and spend an afternoon, spend a day, maybe spend a night. You can do Old Orchard Beach in a day very easily and experience everything that they have to offer. And one of the things they have to offer now is a brand new roller coaster. It is the only brand new roller coaster in New England this summer. And if you've been up to Old Orchard Beach, you may remember that they had an old Galaxy roller coaster up there. And that was the roller coaster that you saw in a lot of smaller theme parks. Occasionally, you'd come across one at a fair. It was basically meant to be a small portable roller coaster. Well, the Galaxy is gone. And for those who miss the old rickety Galaxy, yeah, we'll miss that. But what they've put up in its place is a Preston and Barbary Anaconda. And this is a steel roller coaster. It doesn't have any inversions on it, so you're not doing any loop-to-loops on this one. But it does have some very highly banked curves. And you're going to get about a minute and a half ride out of this thing. And it looks like fun. It is called the Sea Viper. And it is up there at Playland at Old Orchard Beach, which, if you haven't been, like I say, it's a great place to go and spend a day. You know, if you can make a weekend out of it if you want to, but it's not like you're going to be up there for an entire week and be like, yay, it's the pirate ride and the Sea Viper again. But if you're looking for something different to do and you haven't been up there for a while, check out the Sea Viper up at Old Orchard Beach. I'm hoping to get up there before the summer is over and take a look at that thing myself. It is WMFO Medford. We are celebrating the best music of summer, six decades of summer hits. And I'm going to shut up and let the music do the talking. So sit back, relax, grab yourself a drink with an umbrella in it, sit down next to the beach, rip the knob off the radio, tell the neighbors it's WMFO Medford.
Sunny afternoon. live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In summertime, in summertime, in summertime, in summertime, in summertime.
The sun struggles up another beautiful day, and I feel glad in my own suspicious way.
This is WMFO Medford.
Try to earn a dollar. or die, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Oh, of course, you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Yeah.
kids trying hard to learn their song. Serenade the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. So Mrs. Gray, she's proud today because the roses are in bloom. And Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV. Hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday.
on the phone, checking your reflection and telling your best friend, like, girl, I think my butt getting big. Oh, it's getting hot in here,
so hot.
So take off all your clothes.
Oh, I am getting so hot. I wanna take my clothes off.
Oh, it's getting hot in here,
so hot.
So take off all your clothes.
Oh, I am getting so hot. I wanna take my clothes off.
Mix a little bit of with a little bit of let it just fall out. Give a little bit of with a little bit of let it hang all out. With a little bit of and a sprinkle of it, let it just fall out. I like it when you girl, baby, make it. Oh, stop pacing, time wasting. I got a friend with a hole in the basement.
What?
I'm just kidding like Jason.
Oh.
Unless you're gonna do it. Extra, extra,
yeah.
Spread the news. Jack and Nelly took a trip from the Luna to Neptune.
Oh!
decades of summertime hits. We heard Pink Floyd with the Summer of 68 from Adam Hart Mother. Soundgarden gave us Black Hole Sun. The Kinks, Sunny Afternoon. Elvis Costello took us to the other side of summer. Richie Valens going all the way back to 1958 for the first case of the summertime blues. Joe Satriani with his summer song, The Monkees, and the Carole King written Pleasant Valley Sunday. Van Halen, Summer Nights, probably not the strongest selection in that set, but I'm sure you'll forgive me with everything else here. Nelly telling us it's hot in here and what you should do about it. And David Bowie and Mick Jagger, one of the silliest music videos ever made, but still a pretty decent cover of Dancing in the Streets. I am Derek Gary. This has been Here a While, playing summer songs on this Midsummer Night's Eve. Next week, the Big Picture will be back. Shea Spillane will be back. We'll be doing all the things that we normally do. On the Town, Mikey D is coming your way in just a couple of minutes. But before that, we're going to close out tonight with a true summertime classic. One of those songs doesn't get played as much, probably, as it should. One of those songs that takes you back to a certain summer night when you were young and you didn't know much of anything. This is WMFO Medford. Enjoy your summer. Enjoy your summer night. We'll see you next week.
Tall, could use a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high, way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy, out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues, working on our night moves, trying to make some front page driving news, working on our night moves in the summertime. Some pie in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley, or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on our night moves, trying to lose the awkward teenage blues, working on our night moves. Mm-hmm. And it was summertime. Mm-hmm. Sweet summertime, summertime. The lightning, yeah, waited on the thunder, waited on the thunder. I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off, I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves, when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves, with autumn closing in.